What is up, guys? It is Lauren Cottrell back with another Believe in TCU football podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Today, we're going to be talking about the battle for the Iron Skillet. In other words, TCU versus SMU, Fort Worth versus Dallas. Now, guys, this is our 100th meeting in the Iron Skillet rivalry, which is insane that we have met 100 times. So a little bit of background on this rivalry. 2018, TCU won. 2019, SMU won. And last year in 2020, the game got canceled due to COVID. So there has been a little bit of divide here between SMU and TCU on, you know, why that game got canceled. And there's been some speculation from some SMU players, which we will be talking about today. Today, I'm just going to be giving a little bit of a preview for the game tomorrow. The game is at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at Amanji Carter Stadium here in Fort Worth. So that's a little bit of background on the game. But let's get right into it. I just have to come out and say TCU has won 17 of the last 20 meetings that we have had in this Iron Skillet. You know, going into this season, we are both undefeated teams. And, you know, I think in the past, a lot of people have thought, especially TCU fans, that this isn't that big of a meeting. I mean, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, when SMU, you know, was going through it in their football program, they've been redeveloping ever since. And so, you know, for the past 20 years or so, it hasn't been a big game for TCU. So I think that's definitely going to be interesting this year because, you know, SMU has definitely gotten themselves back into the game over the past few years. But again, TCU has won 17 out of the last 20 meetings in this Iron Skillet rivalry. So that's going to be interesting. You know, I'm going to go ahead and start off by talking about wide receiver Rashee Rice. Commented to the Dallas Morning News earlier this week. I'm just going to go ahead and read the quote. "Freshman year, I didn't get to play them. Sophomore year, after we won the Iron Skillet, they were scared to play us. I'm going to say that again. They were scared to play us." He then tells the Dallas Morning News, "It's always going to be Dallas versus Fort Worth, but no one comes to Texas for Fort Worth. They come for Dallas." So, you know, in my opinion, reading that comment, you know, I do agree, you know, when I come to Texas, I mean, I'm from Dallas. I have to go ahead and say that people do come to Dallas, but I don't think that this rivalry is anything about that, you know. I think they like their school to, you know, be represented in Dallas. And I think TCU is represented by so much more than just being a city in, or just being a school in Fort Worth. So, you know, in my opinion, I think this rivalry means a lot more to SMU than it does to TCU. You know, like I said, us being in the Big 12 conference, you know, we have a lot of bigger schools that we play. And, you know, I think our biggest rival, you know, I think the other school that we look forward to playing is Baylor. And I would say that TCU, you know, sees Baylor as their real rival here in the Big 12. You know, I think SMU has always, it's been a rivalry, but it's kind of just been a preseason game that's on the back burner. And, you know, we're most likely to win it. And we're projected to win every single year. So, but then again, I mean, this year comes off of a lot because, again, SMU has, you know, really developed in their team and their program. And, you know, the last time we did meet, SMU did win in 2019. So I think that's definitely given them some hot stuff to go off of. And, you know, we did have our game canceled in 2020 due to COVID, but I don't think those reasons actually came out. I don't think it's confirmed the reasons that we canceled that game, which also might be for all the speculation. But, you know, to be honest with you, I think this game is going to be a pretty good game. You know, I think it's going to be a shootout, personally. SMU has improved a lot over the past few years, and they have a pretty strong offense this season. So I guess I'm going to go into predictions for this game. My score prediction is 28-24 TCU. I think TCU is definitely going to win this game. You know, just by going off of our strong offense, and, you know, we have all of our defensive guys back, which is awesome for the first game this season, you know, coming off of an off season with quite a few injuries. But, you know, I really do think this is going to be a shootout. I think we both have really, really strong offenses, and I think offensively it's going to be a really good game. You know, we have five-star running back Zach Evans. He proved himself in the last game versus the Cal Golden Bears, you know, putting up hundreds of rushing yards. He's definitely a force to be reckoned with this season. And then, you know, we have wide receiver Quentin Johnston. You know, he had, Max Duggan had some issues, you know, connecting with him versus Cal, but I think they definitely narrowed down those issues. And over these past 2 weeks and during our bye week last week, I'm sure Duggan and Johnston were able to work on those. And, you know, Duggan was able to work on, you know, making his throws and connecting with those receivers downfield, which, you know, hopefully will show in this game. You know, they have running back Ulysses Bentley and a great wide receiver, Rashi Rice, who, you know, earlier made that comment. But, you know, they also have former OU quarterback Joseph Mordecai. I hope I'm saying that right. But, you know, during these past few games, he's definitely showed himself as a strong quarterback. So, you know, they have a great wide receiver with a great arm to go along with it, which is why I definitely think, you know, this game could be a pretty good shootout. And I feel like it's definitely going to come down to whose defense is better. You know, I think we both have defenses that have been struggling, and, you know, SMU's defense is pretty inconsistent, or at least has been, this season so far. But, you know, and again, TCU has had a tough offseason defensively with injuries, but like I said, I'm almost positive all of our guys are back and will be back for the game tomorrow. Kari Coleman returns, which is awesome. So, you know, like I said, I think it's definitely going to come down to the defense. But in my opinion, I mean, the difference in this game, the very slight difference is just that TCU does have a slightly better defense than SMU does. And I think that's really what it's going to come down to, of who can, you know, who can stop the opposite team's offense in the end of it. So, again, my prediction is 28-24. You know, I was going to do offensive MVP prediction, defensive MVP prediction, but, you know, the game's tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and just leave that to our post-game podcast, so you guys can hear that. And some really good news here with Believe TCU Football is that I will be having a co-host joining me here pretty soon. He should be here for the post-game recap podcast. That should be coming out early next week. He is a previous TCU football player, so I'm not going to tell you guys who it is yet. You guys are going to have to tune into our next podcast to find out who my co-host for the rest of this season is. But that was my preview for the SMU-TCU game tomorrow, again, September 25th at Amanji Carter Stadium at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We hope to see you guys there. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.